Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Bert Show.
Andy is here from the Atlanta Ghost Hunters. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thank you. Appreciate
so
it.
So if somebody has not heard the Atlanta Ghost Hunters on the air with the Bert Show before, give us a quick explanation of your group and what you guys do.
Sure, absolutely. We get contacted from homeowners and business owners all over the metro Atlanta area, and they tell us the claims that they have a paranormal activity, and we'll go in with certain equipment to determine if that activity can be explained naturally or if there are possibly supernatural causes to what they're experiencing. Really, the most fascinating aspect and what I really call evidence, things that we can go back and review, is what's known as an electronic voice phenomenon. And it's known as an EVP, and we will actually go back. We'll one of the devices we use is a digital voice recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll record the entire investigation, then we'll go back and actually listen to the audio that we recorded. And these voices are actually embedded onto the tape recorder, or onto the recorder. And, you know, it really is fascinating because you don't hear these things most of the time until you actually wind up going back and listening to the audio. And it's just mind-boggling to know that there's something around you that you can't see and hear, but yet it still exists.
And you guys are into this because you're into this. You
Absolutely.
Don't get paid to go and do these investigations,
when somebody contacts,
right?
contacts us and says, you know, these are the things we're experiencing, and we go to their location, we absolutely don't charge a penny for it. We go there to really try and help consult them how to deal with it, and also to determine if the things they're experiencing are paranormal.
Mm-hmm. Really, really cool. You found some really awesome stuff this time around.
Yeah, this one, you know, what got me started in this is I'm a haunted person. There are haunted homes, haunted objects, and also haunted people.
So you're a haunted person.
Yeah, I've had something that's attached itself to me and has followed me for the past 20 years. It started when I was 13 years old. And
I don't think I realized that.
Yeah, that's what got
me. You've alluded to something like that, but you've never talked about how it's something that's followed you consistently.
Sure.
This longer called yourself a haunted person.
Yeah. So I've just learned to deal with it. And that's what Ooh. I tell people who live with these things is I can't get rid of them. I'm not a Ghostbuster. I don't come in and make them go away. I just help you learn to deal with it. You mm-hmm. really have to treat a haunting very much like a child or a dog, and the fact that you have to take control of the situation. Otherwise, if you let fear run the house, then this thing's going to run all over you. And
just like a dog wow. or a kid
absolutely.
Will.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you watch, you know, the Dog Whisperer or the Nanny, it's all about the control of the situation. And these things, you really have to make them submissive to you. And so that's what I tell homeowners, and that's what I've dealt with for the past 20 years.
Fascinating.
Now, since I've been investigating, we started back in 2004 is when we formed the group. I have never turned a recorder on in my own home. I've investigated well over 100 locations. Not one time have I ever actually turned a recorder into my own home. I really didn't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was fine assuming it was my grandfather. I just never turned a recorder on. Well, I got bored.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
You did it.
I got
Finally
bored.
Finally did it.
I did it, yes. And it was back on March 7th. It was the first time that I actually did it. Mm-hmm. I only recorded for a total of 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm. What changed your mind?
Truly boredom. It was,
really?
It was you know, just a Tuesday or Wednesday night, really nothing going on. And my girlfriend was there, and I just looked at her. I was like, dude. you want to turn the recorder on? Let's see, you know. And we just moved into this brand new place, so I was curious. Nothing really had happened up to that point in the house, and I wanted to see if they really do follow me from one place to the next. This house is 5 years old. There's no reason for it to be haunted. Nobody's ever died there. I just wanted to see if these things really are there and if they do follow me. Well, wow. I was definitely right. We tried it that night. We caught 3 EVPs in a total of 8 minutes. I didn't record long. I didn't want to go very long into this. So we caught 3 in the first 8 minutes. I actually just got back in town yesterday. My girls live down in Florida. Picked my girls up, and when I told them what I caught, because they're not afraid of it. Mm-hmm. You know, kids will react the way the parents react. If the parents are freaking out, the kids are going to freak out. My kids have listened to every EVP I've ever caught. It doesn't bother them because it doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. They said, well, can we do it? Can we turn the recorder on? So what we're going to hear right now, we actually caught last night with my kids in our family room. So and they're very telling. Definitely it sounds like one of them is a woman. Sounds like one of them is a child. Mm-hmm. And then the
child ones always freak me out a little bit. You know?
The one we brought in last time of the child was pretty wild as well.
Especially Jeff singing. I don't know if you heard this when you were down the hall. This is at Andy's house.
Yeah, I picked that. Wow.
So it doesn't bother me. Everybody went to sleep fine last night. It's just it's nice to know that they're definitely there. There was nothing said at all that was threatening, so I'm perfectly fine with it. So I know, and Atlanta's about to know too. And I know one of their names.
Wow.
It's good stuff. Okay, so I'll go ahead and play the clips for you, and then I want to tell you something that happened pretty much immediately after we did the first investigation in the house. A paranormal event did occur. So this first one, you know, obviously at any investigation, one of the first questions that we ask is, what's your name? Mm-hmm. And this one definitely responded. Apparently my ghost name is Richard.
Can you tell me what your name is? You sounded like a woman.
All right, now right there in the very end, there's a little bit of a whisper.
Okay.
I zoomed in on it, so if you can go ahead and play the next clip. I think I even amplified it a little bit, but it definitely sounds like it's saying Richard.
It's really faint.
Yeah, it's faint, but there's definitely a response in it. It sounds definitely like Richard.
One more time? Okay, now I can hear it.
Barely.
So it sounds like Richard.
Wow, so, interesting. But now you know his name.
I've got a dick living with me. Sweet. okay, so the next one is I was saying, you know, that if there was any child or any children there, that my daughter Madison and Mallory are there, and if they wanted to play, and it sounds like a little kid that responds back, "Yes, sir." So at least it's polite.
Do you want to play with Madison and Mallory?
Oh yeah! Mm-hmm.
All right, play one more time.
One more time.
Do you want to play with Madison and Mallory?
Whoa, yeah. That does sound like a little kid.
It's like a child. Like
and again, the sir, that's just really cool to me that it actually wound up saying yes, sir.
It's awesome.
All right. The next one. Now, this one I actually caught. This is the second time I caught this. I caught this on the first investigation that I did just for the 8 minutes. These clips right here that I caught, just the portion that we're playing for you was caught in 13 minutes last night. And there's going to be several more that we just weren't quite clear, but that I'll have up on the website. But this is the second one that I got, and it sounds like it says it's time to go. This one's a little faint, but there's something going on in the background.
Yeah.
There's something, and you can hear go at the end.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Or that one.
The interesting thing is, regardless of what I think I hear is right, there's something there. And, you know, anytime you're hearing a voice on something that you don't hear at the time, it's pretty weird.
That's wild.
Excuse me. Now, this next one either says hot or haunt. I can't tell exactly what it's saying, but it sounds more like, to me, a haunt.
Oh,
you can hear that.
Yeah, and it's kind of drawn out.
Yeah.
Oh. That was like a whisper.
Yeah. Kid voices are freaky 100% of the time.
Either that or it sounds like somebody talking to Louie, like,
hawk. I'm about to spit on you.
Everybody in Atlanta 6 or the ghosts. So. Now, this one was really cool. I've like I said, I've got my daughters in town right now. And this
you say
one,
cool, some people say creepy.
True. Yes. I'm disturbed. I fully admit it. So. This one says, it sounds like to me, and again, when we play these things over the radio, a lot of times in your car, you can hear them a lot better. So if they sound something different in the radio, you know, give us a buzz, let us know what you think. But it sounds like to me it says, let me see the little girls. One more time.
Yeah.
Are they talking about your children? Or the...
I assume. Right. I don't know. I'd...
Ooh. It almost sounds like talk to the girls or something.
Play one more time.
Yeah, I can barely hear
maybe
it.
A talk and maybe a T at the beginning. It's really tough.
It's tough to hear, but man, that's cool.
Do it one more time.
It sounds like girls at the end.
Huh.
It sounds
definitely.
Like to me that there's girls at the very end of this. But the yes sir to me was really my one of my favorites just because it's polite and I teach my
sure,
kids
if you're
to
gonna,
be polite.
If you're gonna have a ghost, you might as well have a polite one.
Absolutely. All right. So let me tell you what wound up happening. Now we just moved into this house, and you know when you move from one place to the next, something always gets lost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a passport went missing. And it was
that's
just
not good.
Not good at all. It's you know it's got personal stuff on there, and for the past couple of weeks, it's just been all right. We know where everything is, but we got to find that passport.
Mm-hmm.
And I pretty much work from home. Everything I do is via email. So I'm the one that cleans the house. I cleaned the house that day. I'd swept the floors, everything. Actually, it was right around dinner time. I was leaving. I walked down the hallway to go into the kitchen. I was just going to throw in a frozen pizza for that night. And so I walked down the hall, turned the oven on, walked back to the bedroom, you know, waited for about 7 or 8 minutes for the oven to preheat.
Mm-hmm.
I came back through the hallway, put the pizzas in the oven, turned back around to go back into the bedroom, and right in the middle of the hallway that I had just walked by 3 minutes before, several times before I cleaned that day, this thing was nowhere to be found. Right in the middle of the floor was
Whoa.
The passport.
Wow.
That was absolutely nowhere to be found. It was absolutely crazy. It was absolutely crazy.
Whoa.
So thank
wow.
you. Appreciate you.
So I guess it actually likes you.
Yeah, Richard found yeah. your passport.
Wow. Absolutely. Yeah.
And so, somewhere in the house they're whispering, you're welcome.
Sure. You're welcome. Sir.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get Brandy on here. I've heard this before, and I think we used to pick up from time to time, neighbors, just really, really quickly on our baby monitor. If you're on the same frequency, from time to time, you can hear, some squelching going in
mm-hmm.
and coming out, but you can't really make it out. At least I never could. Apparently, Brandy could. Hey, Brandy, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Well, I'm a new mom, so I'm exhausted.
No,
but I just have a word of warning for new moms here. I'm the mother of a beautiful two-month-old. And so it was really nice the other day, and our neighbors were sitting outside having a glass of wine. And we noticed, we went over, we have very little mommy and daddy time, or just parent, you know, just people time, you know. So we were like, we'll take the baby monitor over there, and the baby was sound asleep, it was great, we'll have a glass of wine, you know, I don't think I've drank in like a year and a half, so it was wonderful. And so the baby usually naps during the day.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then at night, she has a bassinet in our bedroom. You know, she's waking up every, you know, 3 hours, whatever. So as it gets longer, she'll go into her room. So we took the baby monitor with us, right? Like, mm-hmm. responsible parents. We opened the window anyway so we could kind of hear her if she started to cry. And so we decided that we wanted more mommy and daddy time, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby's in our room. So we ended up in the baby's room. Fine, right? Baby's not there. What does she care, right? Except...
There's a big gap. Like,
The
last time we
left the baby monitor
at
our neighbor's house.
Okay. And when they came home for mommy and daddy time, the neighbors could hear what they're doing. Oh, because the baby's in the same room.
So
they went to the baby room. Baby's
so
in the
bedroom. Yeah. So the next day, our neighbor's like, "So just wanted to return your baby monitor." thanks. And she like kind of snickered, and I was just like,
"Oops."
I was like, "Oh," and then you know, of course, I'm like, "Oh, thanks." Oh my God, what does that mean?
Now they had the choice to either turn that thing down or turn it up. Sounds to me like
what do you say they did?
Sounds to me like they turned it up.
What would you do in that situation? Well, might listen for a little bit.
I am like mortified.
Yeah, I had heard that. Yeah, I mean this.
We have proof that we've done it. I mean, now you know the whole world knows we've either done it once. You know,
it's a little uncomfortable, but I mean, it's nothing like, you can't get by.
Well, I think the whole world figured out you did it once the baby came along.
Right. Well, I'm just shocked you can hear it from a neighbor's house. That baby monitors travel that far away from the house.
Oh yeah,
I mean, had no idea.
Some of them you can hear like hundreds of feet away, and if you're in a small community where you got those like cookie cutter houses that are real close to mm-hmm. each other, there would be no problem at all.
See, I would have no idea about that.
Yeah, remember like. Bert's been in here before with the baby monitor and just left the kids at home when Stacy's out of town.
Yeah, and they're a quarter mile away down the street.
Oh, okay.
They're in different cities.
Oh, that's amazing.
We have gone over to our neighbor Mike's house and been at his pool with our baby monitor while Hollis is sleeping, and it's, I don't know, 70 feet, 80 feet away.
Really?
Or something like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's got a good range because you think it has to go through walls and stuff. Like if the mm-hmm. baby's, if you're, like the baby's room is way upstairs and you're down in the basement or something, you still need to be able to hear it, so...
Do you become more relaxed with that as you have more kids? Like, would you guys have done that with your first?
We did do it with the first.
You did?
Yeah,
okay.
We did.
I just wonder if that, like, the first time you do something like that, if you're like, oh.
No, we were pretty crafty
feet away.
About it. Like, when we went, we would all go on vacations together when Hayden was just an infant,
mm-hmm.
and we would purposely stay in hotel rooms that were close enough to the beach to where Stacy and I could still be on the beach, but close enough to our room to where we could have the monitor in the room. And if anything happened, we just walk off the beach and there you are.
Right.
So, yeah, we were pretty relaxed about that kind of thing mm-hmm. immediately.
Are you freaked out, though, about the... Obviously, you're not going to leave your baby monitor anywhere like this girl did, but, like, the frequency thing? Like, what if you're just... Like,
I've heard conversations on there before, but they're so faint that you really can't hear what's going on.
But are you mindful of that? Like, if you're in your baby's room and you're about to talk crap about a neighbor or somebody?
No.
Because I'd be freaked out.
No, it doesn't even cross your mind.
I get nervous talking crap in this building because I'm convinced there's microphones hidden in the ceiling tiles.
All right, Brandy.
We have picked up our neighbors. Well, it must be some neighbor I've never met. It's a teenager or something. And is it the cordless? Is the cordless phones that you can pick up?
I'm not really sure. I mean, frequencies are frequencies, mm-hmm. and I think if you're just on the same one, it doesn't matter really what you're using.
Right.
Because it was a teenager, it was, like, not the most interesting thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's going to go one of two ways also. It's either going to be very, very interesting or very,
right.
very
boring. I can't wait to have one of my own.
All right, Brandy, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys. That's a word of warning. Seriously.
Thank you. Here's TJ, similar situation. Hey, TJ, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, actually, when we were first-time parents, we woke up to somebody yelling, and we thought we were being robbed. And we had to call our father-in-law and have him drive past the house to see if anyone was here. And I was creeping up the stairs in my underwear, thinking we're being robbed. And it was just us picking up our neighbor's cell phone conversation on the baby monitor. yelling at his ex-wife.
Oh, really?
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I have a question.
It scared the daylights out of us. We really thought we were being robbed. I was creeping around, my underwear and my bat. I was going, hold on, honey, hold on. I hear him talking. Somebody's here.
TJ, at what point did you or your wife make the decision that calling your wife's father to drive by the house while you were home to protect it, rather than you just taking care of the problem?
I'm confused. How did that work?
Well, listen, they live two houses down from us.
Oh.
And I was already creeping through the house, and my wife was seconds away from calling 911. And I was like, no, honey, don't call 911 yet. Just call your father. I know he's up. See if anyone's here. See if anyone's outside.
He wanted
to stay inside to see while his father-in-law was outside to see if anybody was outside the house.
I figured if he got me, somebody had to flank him. He's a big man. I figured somebody had to save me.
Awesome. It can happen, man. I mean, those baby monitors, if you're on the same frequency. We had one call that dropped out, and it was a very similar situation as TJ's. They used to hear their neighbors arguing all the time.
Wow. Over the baby monitor.
I might just go get a couple baby monitors.
Yeah.
Just line them up on the table for fun.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, so apparently Jesse James has this very unique fetish, okay? And again, I'm not judging. Y'all do what you want to, man. Get as freaky as you want. You're not hurting anybody. I just thought this was really strange.
Mm-hmm. But if it's weird, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, right. Well, it's a little unusual for sure. And he's not the only one that totally digs pedal pumping.
What is that? You
guys heard about this?
No.
Pedal pumping is, it's a woman in a, has to be a muscle car or truck. The door is open so you can see inside of the truck. Mm-hmm. And she's either dressed in shorts or a bikini or something that's to where you could see her legs. And all she does is press down on the accelerator of the car and rev the engine over and over and over again.
So you just see these legs doing that in a cool car.
Right.
Okay.
You hear the sound of the engine.
And it's basically close-ups of the legs pushing down on the pedals.
And there's like videos online of this or something?
There's a ton of them.
Really?
A ton of them.
You know that's not the strangest thing that she does.
I can imagine.
There is a story out. I'll see if I can find it, but I'll see if I can do it from... I'll try to do it by memory until I can locate it. But I thought, because you said pedal, I thought you were going to refer to this thing. She's in a video of her and another woman, and it's a close-up of their feet, and they are playing with flowers with their feet. And she has done a series of those.
People are weird.
Including like arranging them and lining them up. There's also a video of her. Mm-hmm. There's also a video of her and another girl.
Taking seemingly innocent things and making them, sexual.
Like what makes that sexual? Like
how does that
the psychology
even turn you on?
Behind it sort of.
yeah,
interests me more than anything else. Like what happened as a child or as a young person to make that hot to you?
Yeah.
Make that, yeah. And then the other one is her.
Because the pedal pushing I can understand because that's like, you know, a kid fantasy. You know, you get your muscle car and you get your hot chick in the car and you're revving the engine and it's like going to lead to something. You know, so I could at least see somewhere in that. Mm-hmm. But walking in flowers, I don't get that.
And arranging them with your feet.
Mm-hmm. And the other one was in goop, like my not Jell-O wrestling, like a thick Jell-O like goop, and it's two girls and they are in the goop.
Gross! And like Ghostbusters, like goop.
Yes,
like and that Nickelodeon.
You can't do that on television. Goop.
Weird.
Yes. Well, it's a heavier goop because the video is of them getting out of it. And then once they get out of it, a spider appears and scares them, and the video ends.
Whoa.
Weird. Yeah,
whatever. You're in your own thing. If that's your thing, that's cool.
There's a part of me that thinks there's people out there, it'd be like Jeff. Like, let me find the most random thing and see if people catch on and pretend like this is some turn on, and it's not. But people like, a million hits. Like, oh my God, you're right.
Hey,
no, what? I was just making a joke.
Hannah, hold on one sec, okay?
I almost forgot my favorite one. She's in a giant fetish video where they take videos of men and they use, like, you know, technology or whatever. And here's a screenshot of one, Jen, so you can describe it. But that is a fetish video with a guy who wanted to be in it.
So women look giant compared to the men?
Mm-hmm.
Really? There's a woman's foot who's about to step on the little man.
Like he's an ant. So they'll insert you in the video and then make a woman a giant around you, and she'll flick you off her shoulder and step on you.
And that's a turn on.
Where does this come from?
I don't know, dude. But, you know, like I said, whatever you're into, you're into.
Y'all are weird.
You're not hurting anybody.
It is a little.
Get your freak on. You're not hurting anybody.
It's a little strange.
Pump those pedals. Good morning, Hannah. You're on Q100. Hi.
Save that, by the way.
I have a girlfriend who does something really, really, really crazy. She actually pops balloons, like blows them up and pops them.
And it turns her on.
Paid like $100 an hour for it.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to you, there are these crazy like fetish websites that you can go on and you blow up balloons. And this is what she does. She blows up balloons and she just pops them.
Does she have to wear a sexy outfit or anything? Or is it just her in her random clothes?
Just whatever.
Really?
It doesn't matter. It's just the action of blowing a balloon and popping them.
Strange. It is a recession.
Strange.
Strange. Do you know where that all started? Like, how that started to become, like, a turn-on?
No, I don't know. I just think people are weird. Like, I think the giant woman thing is crazy, but popping balloons is pretty weird, too.
Yeah. Well, you remember that one shocking one we had?
Really bizarre.
That really shocking one we had on the air that one day of didn't the dude wanted the woman to spit cheese on his shoes or something, right?
Bite cheese, chew it, and spit it on his shoes.
That's gonna make me sick.
Right? She hired him to spit cheese
on the shoe. Yeah, that's it. That was it.
And that's supposed to turn somebody on.
I mean, I will agree with Bert that, you know, if it keeps you from, you know, hurting somebody else,
do your thing.
You know,
pop your balloons.
Yeah, I got no problem with it. But if you're a friend of mine and I find out you do that,
you're not my friend.
I'm judging you.
I'm holding you.
I'm talking about you behind your back.
Yeah, differently.
I'm gonna give you relentless crap about it.
Sure,
for sure. But go ahead, do your own thing. Mm-hmm. As long as it's keeping you away from my wife, it's cool.
Just so you know, when you walk away and you hear me whispering, it's about you. If you're okay with that, I'm okay with that.
I'm gonna watch the movie Up in a whole new light with all those balloons.
Oh no.
It's a kids' movie, Melissa.
No.
Hey, John. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Freaked out.
I'm just calling to see if you guys heard of I think it's called a fluffy or plushy fetish, where they people dress up as stuffed animals and then take on the persona of the person, the animal, and then they have these parties.
Furries.
And it's like a sexual thing.
Furries, right. Yeah, we've talked about that before. Yeah. Yeah. And then you've got those people that dress up like animals, and you have the people that dress up as mascots, too, man.
It's like, really, it's disturbing.
Why is it disturbing?
It's disturbing.
It's strange.
With furries?
It's weird. Furries,
that's not even you. That's like a character.
It's weird, something tapped into your childhood, and I think that's weird.
I say, you know what, if you're not hurting anybody else, go ahead and get your gopher outfit.
I'm not saying don't do it.
You
just won't be a participant.
No.
Hey, Rob, good morning.
I don't want to know that you're out there.
How long do you have to be going out with somebody before you say to them where you're comfortable enough to say, look, I would really dig it if you dressed up as a chicken tonight?
Oh, no.
Save it. Yes.
How many people for Easter? I mean, how many bunnies are getting it on? Like for Easter,
God. Oh, in honor of Easter, bunny is a religious holiday.
What if we just did the?
And the Easter bunny is a symbol of that religious holiday, right. And your chocolate eggs, right?
Here's Chris.
You dress up as Jesus, and I'll dress up as Easter bunny, and we'll go at it.
You can't bring Jesus into it, too.
Where did the bunny come from?
Hold on, let's stay on track here. Hey, Chris, good morning. You're on Q100.
What's going on, guys?
What's happening, dude?
There's this weird internet fetish where guys like to look at fully clothed women sitting in food, and it's called Splashing.
What splashing. Kind of food? What kind of food are they sitting in?
It doesn't matter. It's like spaghetti or like chipped beef. It really doesn't matter. Just
and
whatever. Beef.
And fully clothed.
Yes, just fully clothed. No nudity.
Like again, splashing. I want to bring you back to you're starting to date somebody for the very first time.
Wow.
How many weeks do you have to be going out with somebody before you say it would really turn me on if you sit in chipped beef for a while for me?
Keep your clothes on, honey. Keep your clothes on.
And how
just
in love
in
do you have to be with the guy to go, okay, if you dig it, I'm sitting in chipped beef.
There's not enough love to sit in chipped beef. Trust me.
We've just got too much time on our hands in this country.
Wendy, you need to be a little more open-minded.
We got too much money and too much time on our hands.
I think people are freaky.
Don't knock splashing till you try it.
Save that.
Yes.
I don't care. Use that all you want. 9 people in Atlanta know what splashing is.
Hey, Rob, good morning.
And now I'm one of them. Crap.
Good. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
When I was in high school, I was a DJ, right? So I used to DJ at clubs and stuff, hanging out with older people and stuff like that. I met this girl at this industrial club, stuff like Marilyn Manson and stuff like that. They had some weird stuff going on. So I met this girl. She seemed pretty innocent. I mean, she's a little bit older, but, I didn't think anything of it. So I went to her house. We were just supposed to watch a movie and, have some pizza. So we ordered Domino's, had the pizza, and she wasn't eating. So I'm like, hey, aren't you hungry? What's going on? She's like, no, go ahead and finish. So I go ahead, keep eating, scarf down like 3 slices. And then she's like, can you do me a favor? Once I was done eating, and she was like, I'm like, yeah, what do you want? And she's like, well, do you think you can chew the pizza while drinking Sprite and then warm it up in the microwave?
What?
And I was like, yeah, exactly.
What you had just chewed?
Yeah, I already had ate 3 slices of pizza, right? And she wanted me to chew up these other, the remaining pizza for her to eat. But first, she wanted me to chew it.
You're her mama bird, and you've got to chew it. And then
that's called birding.
Yeah. It's kind of like regurgitation,
birding.
Right?
Yeah, regurgitation.
So, I was
my God.
That's gnarly.
Did you do it?
Go ahead. I want to hear the rest of it.
Oh, well, yeah, so, I mean, I'm thinking to myself, she's hot, but there's no way, I was laughing at first. I was like, really? And she was like dead serious.
Her thing was to have other people chew their food.
And pre-chewed food.
Pre-chewed food.
Pre-chewed food with Sprite. It was specific. And then after that, I was like, what else do you do? First of all, how do you get people to do this? Secondly, what kind of things are on the menu or something like that, So she started telling me, what she liked. She liked certain things from Olive Garden with wine, and she liked, hamburgers with...
Wow.
Damn.
I don't know what it's called, but I just thought I'd share that because it was, I was, 15. Yeah. She was, 19.
She must have been super hot. Super hot, right?
She was, but I didn't do it, man. I stood back, and I was just like, I'm sorry. I can't do that. First of all, I don't even feel comfortable chewing it and then spitting it out and then going to heat it up in the microwave.
Yeah, that's all pretty advanced stuff for a 15-year-old.
That's pretty advanced stuff for a 40-year-old.
Yeah. Fascinating, man. Okay, one more call here. Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you today?
All right,
disturbed.
How are you? Yeah.
So, one of the things I wanted to tell you is that the foot with the flowers thing, that's more a foot fetish than the flower fetish thing.
Oh, I see.
People want to see the feet doing things, actually.
So it doesn't matter where the feet are, it's the fact that the feet are in the video.
Yes, it's all about the feet.
Okay.
So it can be anything. So long as the feet are bare, then that's the turn on of the whole thing?
Exactly. Wine stomping is like one of a big foot fetishes.
It's wine stomping.
Wine stomping, of course, man.
We're always...
Hey, The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Here's Lori. Good morning, Lori. You're on The Bert Show. What's happening?
My six-month-old daughter that was conceived through IVF, and I was wondering how Melissa's egg retrieval went.
Congratulations.
Thank you. She's really our miracle baby.
Now we're going to have to reset this whole thing. Mm-hmm.
It was a couple years ago that Katie and I were having discussions about our relationship and where it was going, and I've told you before that Katie was meant to be a mom, and it was like you just understood that if you were going to spend the rest of your life with her, she was going to be a mom. And I knew that going into it, and I was fine with that. And so a couple years ago, we were talking about it. We weren't ready to have children, but she was concerned about my health and about my age and saying, look, if we wait too long for this decision, you're going to be out of the you're not going to be a factor in it. And I want to be able to use your eggs in part of our, reproductive, however we do it. And she said, I want you to have biological children in our relationship. And so she brought up the idea of freezing my eggs. And so when we did more research, we realized that it was really freezing embryos that is more scientifically proven to be better, because freezing eggs sometimes doesn't quite work. And also it's very expensive if your insurance doesn't cover it, and mine does not. So we had to spend the last 2 years in making the decision on a sperm donor, as well as saving up money for the procedure. And so here we are, right before Bert's Big Adventure, actually, the day before Bert's Big Adventure is when I started the hormonal treatments. And it's been going for 6 weeks and includes pills. It's been including shots. I'm going first. Katie's going to do this process, maybe next year is what we're looking at. But basically, a woman's body releases one egg during her cycle. Mm-hmm. And what IVF does, it tries to push the woman's body into creating more than one egg. Now, how many eggs? We don't know. It just depends on each woman's body on how many eggs that's going to be. So yesterday,
that's where natural twins sometimes come from, right? If a woman releases two eggs and they're both fertilized,
yes,
and that's fraternal twins.
Those are fraternal twins, correct? So, so sometimes your body naturally does that, but this time the hormones are there to make as many eggs as possible, because that helps in kind of the gamble of trying to get pregnant later on. You insert, one or two or three of the eggs, and if it doesn't work, you want to have to be able to have more to try the process again. So anybody that goes through in vitro fertilization, it is a emotional, sometimes tragic, sometimes very expensive decision for couples to make. And and so I've learned so much about it going through this. But the purpose for me is just to simply freeze my eggs, or freeze my embryos, rather. So yesterday I was not on the show because the procedure, it takes place first thing in the morning at my clinic, and I had to go under anesthesia, and we did the egg retrieval, and ends up that we were able to get 7 eggs out of my ovaries.
Yay, now, my 40-year-old ovaries!
What is the average amount that most get?
It depends on, the average is 10. It depends on your age. So the fact that I got 7 at 40 is a huge thing. Women in their 20s, usually you've heard us do commercials for egg donation. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's because women in their 20s can produce far more eggs when they go through the same process. So, but for 7 at 40, I'm really excited. But the champagne is still on ice, still not popped yet, because now yesterday, what happened is they took the eggs and then they matched the eggs with the sperm. So they fertilized the eggs yesterday. They wait for 24 hours in order to check the eggs back again to see which ones took, basically which ones are going to begin growing and becoming an embryo, or actually are an embryo. And usually that's not all the eggs that are taken out. So the likelihood that all seven of these eggs are going to be embryos there's not huge chance for that. And so today is the day I'll find out how many of those actually become embryos that we put into the freezer. So I'm hoping that at least one will do it, you know, because there's some that you go through this whole process and nothing comes from it. And even if I had eggs, you know, or embryos, and later on, you know, when we decide to get pregnant, they may not take. So, you know, it is, science is fascinating to me that they've allowed couples to have families that wouldn't normally have them. Like she said, that's her miracle baby. But there's so many couples that have just been devastated by, you know, and spending six figures and just trying to have a baby. So
we have friends that have gone through this whole process before also. And Melissa was talking earlier that it's sort of like a lot of people don't talk about it because it's a pretty painful, emotionally painful experience to go through. Because if you think about it, you know, ideally you want to have kids. So the thought is always in the back of your head. And then you start trying and there's a lot of frustration there. And there's a lot of emotional disappointment when it doesn't happen as quickly as you want. And then you take it to the next step. And then medically, when you find out that one in the couple isn't capable of helping in this area, there's a real emotional, that's tough. That's really tough to deal with, especially if it's the woman. I think she goes through a tougher time than the dude does in some cases.
I think there's a lot of guys that don't want to talk about the fact they have a low sperm count. Like, a guy's not going to brag about that, you know? I mean, there's even, when we were going through the sperm bank, which we did not choose, we actually chose somebody we know, but that's an odd process to go through a sperm bank. But they have a matching program at sperm banks where, like, for instance, let's bring up Bert and Stacy. Let's say they try to have children, couldn't have children, and Bert, your sperm is the reason, and there was nothing they could do in order to get you to have a sperm count well enough to impregnate Stacy. Stacy would give them a picture of you. They would find a sperm donor that matched your looks. And she would get that sperm, and then they would have children, and they would never tell that child that daddy was not their biological daddy.
Wow.
Because it looks like the father.
I could tell you in that scenario, Stacy would look for somebody way better looking than that.
But I'm just saying that
I would give her that.
But for some couples, it's so, there's so much about it that they just don't want to share that that's what they did.
Sure.
So yeah, I'm happy to talk about it because to me, it is a miracle. The miracle of science. Like, one thing they also are going to do today, I believe it's today, that if we do have, knock on wood, we do have embryos, that they're able to take a picture of them. So I've requested for a picture to be taken of these embryos before they're in the freezer. So Katie and I tease about it. It's our first family portrait because they will take a picture of them. Science is fascinating.
It's not like you guys are going to be leaning in on it, or are you going to be... You should put that up on Awkward Family Photos. We should wear really ugly sweaters.
Photoshop instead of matching outfits.
Smiling with your embryos.
And holding a little tiny peach tree dish. Can see your breath, so it's obvious you're in a freezer.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No